Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that trips up almost all of us at some point, our relationship with self-criticism. Ever find yourself caught in a cycle of negative thoughts, tearing yourself down like it's your favorite sport? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that often bombards us with messages about perfection, constantly reminding us that we should be doing more, achieving more, looking more, the list goes on. It's no wonder so many of us struggle to silence those inner critics. But guess what? Those negative voices don't have to run the show. We can learn to navigate them, understand them, and even use them to our advantage. So, how do we develop a healthy relationship with self-criticism and those pesky negative thoughts? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, acknowledge it. Don't try to bury those thoughts or pretend they aren't there. Recognize them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. You know that feeling when you're about to give a presentation and your mind starts racing with what-ifs. That's your brain trying to protect you, but it's often overdoing it. Just acknowledging the thoughts can lessen their power. Next up, challenge them. Don't just accept everything your inner critic says as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, these negative thoughts are based on assumptions or distorted perceptions. By questioning them, you start to break down their grip. Think of it like dissecting a frog in biology class. Sometimes you gotta get up close and personal to see what's really going on. Now, let's talk about reframing. Instead of focusing on the negative, try to find a silver lining. Did you make a mistake? Awesome. That means you're learning and growing. Every stumble is an opportunity to course correct and get back on track. Remember that time you tripped and fell in front of everyone? Yeah, it wasn't fun at the moment, but did it define you? Nope, probably even made for a good story later. Next, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who's going through a tough time. We're all human, we make mistakes, and we have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, be kind to yourself. Remember, you deserve love and support, just like everyone else. Finally, focus on your strengths. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. When you focus on the positive aspects of yourself, it's easier to silence those negative voices. Think about the time you nailed the presentation or aced that exam. Those feelings of accomplishment can fuel your self-belief and help you push through those tough moments. Let's talk real life. Imagine you're applying for a dream job, but you get rejected. That sting of rejection can be brutal, right? Your inner critic might start screaming, "You're not good enough, you'll never succeed." But here's the thing. That rejection doesn't define you. It's just one step in your journey. You can choose to see it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Maybe there are areas you need to improve, or maybe the job just wasn't the right fit for you. Either way, use this experience as fuel to keep moving forward. Don't let self-criticism hold you back from chasing your dreams. So, remember, friends, developing a healthy relationship with self-criticism is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by following these key takeaways, acknowledging those thoughts, challenging them, reframing them, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on your strengths, you can gain control over your inner dialogue and live a more confident, fulfilling life. Let's keep this conversation going. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it, leave a review, or join the discussion on our social media channels. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to cultivate calm and confidence. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.